Psalm 12, to the choir master, according to the Shemanit, a psalm of David. Save, O Lord, for the godly one is gone, for the faithful have vanished from among the children of man. Everyone utters lies to his neighbor, with flattering lips and a double heart they speak. May the Lord cut off all flattering lips, the tongue that makes great boasts. Those who say, with our tongue we will prevail, our lips are with us. Who is master over us? Because the poor are plundered, because the needy groan, I will now arise, says the Lord. I will place him in the safety for which he longs. The words of the Lord are pure words, like silver refined in a furnace on the ground, purified seven times. You, O Lord, will keep them. You will guard us from this generation forever. On every side the wicked prowl, as vileness is exalted among the children of man. This psalm is a community lament, suited to occasions when the people of God are under the authority of liars in positions of leadership. Note the repeated theme throughout the psalm, dishonesty with the lips. What is the pain of dishonesty? Why does being lied to or lied about hurt so deeply? Is it not because we are being misrepresented such that others think more poorly of us than they ought? In other words, who we really are and what others think we are become separate realities instead of corresponding. Being lied to is also a barbed pain. We are being manipulated or taken advantage of. We become a victim of another's deceiving words. God comes to us in that darkness and says, because the needy groan, I will now arise. I will place him in the safety for which he longs. And note what the psalmist then says. The words of the Lord are pure words. That is to say, God, unlike the liars in leadership, is not being deceptive when he promises this. And what does he promise? Safety, deliverance, calmness. God delights to rescue us in our need. How do we know this? Because in Christ he's already achieved the greatest deliverance and accomplished our greatest safety, deliverance from hell and condemnation, safety from Satan and eternal death. Jesus groaned on the cross in this life so that you and I need never groan in the next one.
The Bible is crucial for our lives as believers, but some Christians around the world don't have their own copy of God's Word. That's why Crossway is committed to distributing 1 million ESV Bibles to believers in need globally. By God's grace, we've already raised enough to distribute 500,000 copies of the Bible, but we need your help to get more Bibles into the hands of more believers around the world. Between now and Mother's Day, our aim is to raise $200,000, enough to fund the distribution of 50,000 more Bibles, with a special emphasis on reaching women throughout the Global South. Every $4 you give will provide a copy of God's Word to someone who may have never owned their own Bible before. Would you prayerfully consider helping us reach this goal for the good of the global church and the glory of God? To learn more or donate, visit crossway.org/1,000,000 Bibles. That's crossway.org/1,000,000 Bibles. Thanks.